accessible from anywhere in town with a friendly professional staff
and the best owner in the business.
Kimmel's Chop House is the perfect stop. Kimmel's, with the new patio, the partitions, and the pasta.
Looking for that perfect course to shave strokes with reasonable rates and impeccable landscaping? Then look no further than Ruth Park Golf Course. Easily accessible from I-70, Del Mar, and Olive, and boasting Zoysia fairways and bent grass greens, Ruth Park is the perfect course no matter what your skill level. Perfect for the casual golfer, but built to challenge those working on their game, including their 25-station driving range and target greens to really hone in on your skills. Book your round online now at Ruth Park Golf Course.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Baseball is back this summer in Ofallah, Missouri with the new CarShield Collegiate League at CarShield Field. You don't want to miss out on their promotional nights, including
Friday Night Fireworks, Superhero and Princess Night, and more.
For tickets, visit OfallahHoots.com/schedule. All tickets are $12 and are general admission, a perfect option to get outside without breaking the bank. They're proud to say that baseball is back, and they cannot wait to see you at CarShield Field this summer.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
phenomena, phenomena, phenomena.
Frost over, if I never have. I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Okay, this will be a very unusual day in the studio today. We'll explain why. First of all, welcome to the... Oh, I'm guessing... What I want to do now, we can't do either.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we can do that. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal, folks. First of all, welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this, the 20th of July. As the song says, it's another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
All right, I missed the month by 1 month. Big deal.
Yeah.
Now, so here's the story. I walk in the studio... And even before I walked in the studio, Tim says, oh, boy, Limey's having a meltdown. I said, oh, what? Oh, boy. And I don't know if that means the mother of his child kicked him out of the house. Is it work-related? I don't know. And then I find out that because of the storm last night, apparently a lot of our stuff got fried.
Or and this morning also, I think.
Yeah. And... Anything in time can be restored or brought back, and that's what's being worked on now. So what's going to happen is all the things that we rely on and depend on to cover the fact that we're not very talented we don't have today. All those crutches, we are without all that stuff, and we actually have to be creative and entertaining and interesting, so we'll do our best, but we're missing a lot of stuff, and maybe for the entire show.
Yeah, the Playhouse is going to be really fun.
So as we go along, what, does Rad Boy's microphone work? Is that
Jeez. Okay, yeah.
So,
all that stuff is good.
Certain things work, and I don't really know yet what does. I do know this. When I look up, when I sit in the studio, there's a giant digital clock right in front of me. That screen is black. So for the time, this sure sounds high-tech. I have to look at my phone, and I'm looking at it now and see that it's 3:16. So that's how I'll know what time it is. So welcome. It's 3:16. The afternoon is the 20th of July. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. So the storm affected the radio station. Mm-hmm. Limey says he didn't lose any power last night.
No, I was good last night.
Tim didn't lose any.
Nope.
Dan, 3 minutes, you said?
Yeah, about 3 or 4 minutes we lost power.
We've been in our house 34 years. Power outages are rare, and when they happen, it's usually for a minute or two.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was 8 hours. It went out at 8:06.
Wow.
And what's really cool, Ameren sends you a text. And when that power went out, phone text, power outage in your area, outage happened at 8:06.
Wow.
And then it said we're analyzing to see what the problem is, blah, blah, blah. And they send you these updates. Even if it's just to say we don't have an estimated time to restore the power, we don't really know. At least they let you know, because one of the frustrating things is, and you know you all do this, you call a neighbor and go, you have power?
Oh, yeah.
Because you want to make sure it's not just you, like somebody didn't pay the bill or something. So you don't have to do that anymore. And I found, and I never knew you could do this, you go to Ameren's site, Ameren.com or whatever, there's an outage map. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, there's my neighborhood with a red symbol, and then it tells you the number of homes in each area where the power's out. And it was a few thousand homes last night in all the different areas. So it went out at 8:06. It came back on at 3:06. So what is that, like 8 hours? 8 hours without power. That's the second longest power outage in 34 years that we've lived there.
So what 8 hours was it?
8:06 to 3:06. 8:06 last night till 3:06 this morning.
What'd you do for those 8 hours?
Well, until 10.
That's why he's worn out.
We found flashlights and we watched Mrs. America on an iPad through Hulu. We watched the fourth episode of Kate
Still
Blanchett.
Had Wi-Fi.
Yeah. No. Watch it on cell signal.
Oh.
Can't have Wi-Fi with no power.
Okay.
So we had enough of a cell signal. We watched the fourth episode of Mrs. America, where Kate Blanchett portrays Phyllis Schlafly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we went to bed. But you go to bed with the air off, so it starts to get, you know, that sort of heavy...
Corpsey, sticky.
Yeah, corpsey. Yeah, good one.
Corpsey.
And so you think, well, no sheets, sleep in underwear, try to stay cool, and you finally go to sleep. And then at 3:06, everything comes on, including all the lights that had been on, and so that woke me up. Then you got to get up, run around the house, and
turn everything back off.
Turn lights down, and go out to the garage, because to let my daughter out, I had done that pull rope disengage to open the door, so now I got to re-engage the door. And by the time you do all that, you're wide awake. It's 3:15 in the morning.
Been up since?
No. I actually was able to go back to sleep. So I don't know for the rest of you how much time you were without power, but aren't we all such big babies? And here's the other thing. At my house, when the power goes out, there's no water.
Oh, wow.
I'm on a well.
Really?
Oh,
man.
So the immediate instructions, because my two sons were there, my son's girlfriend was there, my wife... I was there. Immediately I said, okay, peeing only. And don't flush. If you have to poop, you've got one flush, and that's what's in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you would have to do it again, find another bathroom.
How many bathrooms you got?
Toilet.
Because you got five poopers.
Yeah. Well, toilet's five.
So each one,
you got one poop
at a designated bathroom.
One poop, and I told the boys outside, get pee, go outside. We're in the woods. We do it anyway.
Nothing to worry about.
But that's one of the downsides to a well is your own pump. It's
like Marv from Florissant called. Who's never been listening for like 75 years.
Right.
He said 8:06 to 3:06 is actually 7 hours.
Okay, hang on. And he's right. Kids, stay in school. All right? Stay in school. Thank you, Marv.
Did you notice that none of us said anything?
No, I didn't even catch it. I didn't even think.
How sad is that? Really? No, seriously, that's sad. It's one thing for me to mess it up, but you guys, come on.
Nobody caught it.
Over my head. By contract, I can only correct Frank 20 times per week, and I don't want to waste one on that.
9, 10, 11. Oh, he's right. 7 hours. I feel like an idiot. Nah, I don't really feel like an idiot. I'm not a math major. I'm not a major of anything. So 7 hours without power. That was the second longest. In the 34 years we lived there, the longest was 36 hours.
36?
And when that happened, you lose everything in the refrigerator.
Time
and the freezer.
To go to a hotel.
Yeah, everything's gone.
Was that tornado that went through?
I don't know. It was a long time ago. It was 25 years ago, at least. And that was a rough one, because then you start taking out and bagging in heavy trash bags everything that was in the refrigerator.
Yeah. I'd start grilling everything. I'd just get the charcoal grill and just start cooking everything.
Well, that's the other thing. Somebody that have a freezer with a lot of meat in it, goodbye. That's gone. Unless you start cooking it. Because can you thaw and refreeze? That's not good, is it?
You can.
Yeah.
It's not the best idea in the world, but you can.
So we're spoiled. We're all spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
You know, between the air going out and the water, really, it's not the end of the world. But to us now, it is. So... thank goodness for a marginal cell signal. We were able to watch Hulu.
We had an ice storm come through Lexington, Kentucky when I lived there in the 90s, and all the tree limbs, I mean, the whole city, I mean, like inches of ice on every tree branch, which knocked down all kinds of power lines. There were people that were without power for about 2 weeks.
Mm.
And there's only so many hotel rooms in the town. And it was like a real...
That's long.
Real... I luckily was only without power for about 3 days. I lived in an apartment complex at the time.
Yeah.
And the apartment complex was the only one that had the office where they had like the little gym, you know, and they had like a male shower and a female shower and like a stall and a urinal. It was a little, and so I had to like get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go down there and take a shower every day. Otherwise there was no way for me to shower.
Because everybody else was using it.
Well, and then you had to keep your mouth shut. Because they weren't exactly advertising that they had power and water, and I don't know what all the other residents were doing, but I never ran into... I was always worried I was going to go down there and be a line or something, but nobody was ever there. But I had to get up at 4 in the morning every day to do it, just because I thought that'd be the least likely time somebody's going to want
to
be there.
That's when I used to poop in basic training in the Army, because I didn't want to poop in front of everybody. There's no dividers. It's just toilets lined in a row, and there's no partition. I don't like pooping in front of people. So I had a wristwatch with a little vibrator alarm. Vibrate your wrist. 3 o'clock, get up and poop. Because I'm not doing it in the morning. You ever try to sit next to a guy? Hey, how's it going? Bill. And he's pooping. And I don't like watching other people wipe. I don't want them watching me wipe. So I did it in the middle of the night. That's the same thing.
Even weirder. This girl I dated on and off for a couple of years one time, she could not pee if she thought somebody could hear her peeing in the bathroom.
Shy bladder syndrome.
So she would run water in the sink.
Yeah.
So to drown out the strength and the length of her pee.
Have you heard of shy bladder?
No. Yeah.
It's called bladder syndrome.
I had no idea.
It's some people, some men can't, like, say if you're in, like, urinals that are close together, they can't pee then.
Dan, you know who had it? Terry Daly. He had it. Terry worked with me for 10 years, 12 years. Never once would you see him at the urinal, because if he stood there, nothing would come out. He could not pee in the presence of it. He'd go in a stall, close the door, and stand and pee. And I said, what's the deal? And he goes, shy bladder syndrome. And he explained it to me.
He was in the stall one time, and I was at the urinal, and I passed my kidney stone. And he was in the he's in the stall, and all of a sudden, I just almost went down to my knees, and he...
Hold on a minute. Whoa.
Well,
all right, capture that.
Wait a minute.
No, capture Thank that. You. He was in the stall, and I almost went down to my knees. That we can use.
And I went,
that's a dandy. A lot of mileage
that's
out
a
of
dandy.
That.
And I went, and I just screamed, and he's like, what happened? And it went plop right out in the urinal, and I'm like.
And you brought it in on the show and showed it to us.
Somebody's knocking on the back door.
Don't let him in.
Knocking at the door.
Oh, I have to
don't
let him
let
in.
Him in.
Somebody's
you don't know who
bell.
It is.
There's another song. Somebody's knocking. Terry Gibb. Somebody's knocking. You let him in. Yeah. And then that song that Tim mentioned. See, we're brilliant when it comes to that stuff, but we don't know that 7 hours is not 8 hours, so we can't do simple math. When Dan gets back, we're going to make a phone call. Does anybody have anything to say before we do that? Oh, no.
Limey?
Yeah?
Our IT guy is here to fix everything. Is it S drive?
I believe so, yeah. Hang on a
second. Sorry, folks, but you're just going to have to listen in while we have the IT guy fix everything. By the way, that guy... If you're comfortable with it, tell him he can lose the mask. You don't have to wear that stinking thing in here. You know, take it off, take it off. I'm serious. Do we care? Do you guys care?
No, I'm fine.
We're not buying into the extent to which some people say this COVID thing goes. Another great story over the weekend. Dan sent it to me. Guys, the motorcycle crash. Dead. Cause of death? COVID.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And now you got a couple of news outlets finally starting to print articles.
As I told you they would.
Yeah.
Finally.
Investigative reporting will get to the bottom
but
of
it. But I don't understand why it took so long. We've been talking about it for 2 months, that they inflated the numbers. Well, this guy's really skinny, this guy that came to work
is.
On this. That's what happens when you work hard.
Frank said about me when I started here.
Mm. When you really work hard, you lose. We had a guy at the house. We lost I think it's called a condenser coil, not something, the air conditioning. This guy comes over. Guy was so thin. I said, Bobby, you never gain weight. Because it was like 95 degrees. I said, you never gain weight. He said, no. He said, I'm up and down stairs, outside, inside, go to the truck, get the stuff. Think about it. Those guys never have to go to a gym.
So he could have a malt and not even worry about it.
That's right.
Or cookies or anything. All these.
This whole intake of fluids versus release of fluids. I had a rush case one time where I had to follow an older woman around Six Flags in a July hot day about 3 years ago.
Had to, or you just wanted to follow her?
Well, no, I was hired to follow her. Kidding. She was work comp fraud, you know, and she was making all these allegations. And I had a slam dunk case on her, but I found out that she was going to Six Flags with her grandkids. Six Flags is a big place to look for somebody.
And she's one of these people claiming she's not able to work.
Correct.
But she can walk Six Flags in the heat.
And she can carry a case of cantaloupe outside of Costco and pick it up from the bottom of a cart and stick it into her back of her truck. But she's a bedridden invalid who needs help getting to the bathroom.
I love it when those people are busted.
Oh, I busted this gal big time. Big time. Right. The good cases on my big Excel spreadsheet, when I get a real good bust, I'll highlight it in red just to remind me that was a slam dunker. But have you ever been, when's the last time you walked around Six Flags?
Oh, 20 years.
Okay, well, this was like, I'm driving around, I got shorts and sandals on, no socks. Tim, we just had a tip that so-and-so's out of Six Flags, can you get out there and get video of her walking around? You know, it's kind of hilly out there and everything, right? Okay, whatever. I get out there, I gotta pay $30 to park, I gotta buy a ticket for $45 to get into the park, and it is 157 degrees outside.
Whoa.
And I'm not lying.
The asphalt at Six Flags in the summer, brutal.
They sell drinks at Six Flags that are $15, and they come with a big swirly straw.
Like, oh, and a giant, like, yeah. Handles and whatnot.
A giant souvenir cup with a handle you take home. And it costs $15, and you buy it one time, but you have free refills at every concession stand in the park for the whole rest of the day.
That's not a bad deal.
No, $15, right? So I go and get one. I drank 7 of them.
Wow, you hydrated.
And never peed one time.
Oh, because you just sweat it out.
Well, is that how that works? I mean, I'm not a doctor.
You sweat it out.
You sweat out?
Yeah.
Liquid?
Yes.
Or does it just evaporate inside your body?
No, it sweats. You sweat it out. That's what
thank
happens.
You, doctor. Mm-hmm. Dr. Strauss.
Well, yeah. It was Diet Coke. I mean, why wouldn't it come out dark?
It's the liquid.
It's just liquid. It goes through
that
your
system.
That
is interesting. All sweat is clear, even if you drank, like he said, Diet Coke. You sweat it out clear. It filters it.
Yep. Yeah.
Can you drink your sweat? Because if you had to, you can drink your pee. I know that. Ooh. People have actually survived drinking their own urine.
I mean, if you could collect enough of your sweat,
that's
you could.
The problem.
I mean, salty. It would be salty. Yeah, it wouldn't really hydrate. You'd probably be like drinking seawater, but it would do it.
Not good. And then, how would you collect it? That's kind of a stupid question, I guess. So here's the deal, folks. So we got the IT. What's the guy's name? First name?
Nick.
Nick is here, whoever he is. He's an IT guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know who's coming in who could probably help.
Josh, I know. I was going to talk to him earlier.
I'm calling our guest, too.
Okay. I have a special guest lined up. That I don't believe we've... Marco Bertarelli, I don't believe we've even talked to on the air. He's in a car.
Mm-hmm.
He's trapped in a car with his wife.
Trapped?
Yeah. When you're with your wife, you're trapped.
Okay.
On the way to Kansas City. And yeah, I hope they're not listening. I hope she didn't hear me say that.
So I can see when we've got somebody on the desk, so I can let you know when.
Oh, that's ready. The other thing, folks. Normally, on the screen, I can see who's on the phone. The screen's black. The screen is black. Everything's black. Half the stuff is blacked out, so I have to rely on Dan to tell me when we have him on the phone. Do we have him?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, somewhere on, I'm guessing, Interstate 70 between St. Louis and Kansas City, would you please say hello to, trapped in his car with his wife on the way to Kansas City, Marco Bertarelli. Hey. Hello, Marco.
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Thank
you very much. Hey, are we on a speaker so your wife can listen and participate?
Would you like? Now you know my wife, Frank. Right.
Oh, I know her better than you know I know her.
Oh, boy. There goes the sponsorship.
Yeah, no. That's clinching it. She'll see to it.
She's a bit of a talker, as some people may know her, but now she's over here shaking her head.
No, she can shake her head all she wants to. Julie, all I need you to do is just say hello. Julie, just say hello.
Say hello.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Julie. See, it didn't take long. She's already warmed up to me. So, how far along on the trip to Kansas City are you? Are you halfway there? Over halfway there?
We're about almost halfway, almost to Columbia.
Okay. And do I ask why you're going to Kansas City? Is it business or personal?
A little bit of both. We have one customer that I call on down in Kansas City, and then just a little staycation here and maybe play a little golf and just a little relaxation.
Just the two of you. Just the two of you.
Just the two of us. Since our original plan of going to Los Angeles and Arizona kind of got nixed.
Yeah. Now let me ask you a question, because this is a problem I have when I'm in the car and it's just me with my wife. She can't keep her hands off me. She always wants to fool around in the car. Do you have that problem?
I wish I was having the same problem that you were having.
Well, you need to take my wife on a trip. you'll see what I'm talking about. So here's the deal, Marco. I don't think you've actually ever come on, and part of the reason is you don't want to, and you're reluctant to. When we did the video that we have up on our Facebook page, and I think you have it on your... When we did that, you were nervous, and you were worried, and then... In 20 minutes, it's done. It turned out fine. And this is going to be the same way, because all I want to do, and I know when I called you and said, will you go on today? Here's Marco's reaction. Will you go on with us today? He went, which means I'm trying to think of an excuse not to do it, but I wouldn't let him do it. So what I want to do is just this. I want to ask you, because I think it's real interesting that Bertarelli, and most people know it as Bertarelli Cutlery, here's a business, a family business, been around a long time, sharpens knives, sells knives, not just a few, but thousands and thousands of them. And then in 2015, for some reason, you started into the PPE business, and my understanding from you was it started with gloves, just gloves. And then as you realized the needs business has had for other things, you added to it. And when you told me why you started with gloves, before you explain it to the audience, I want to ask Tim and Limey and Dan, why do you think they go from cutlery to saying, let's sell gloves? Why do you think that was? There was no COVID. Dan's got it. The restaurant business and food preparation. And they realized that a lot of their customers, right, Marco, the same people that needed knives sharpened, needed gloves.
Right, absolutely, Frank. It was a nice add-on to the services that we provided. So we're typically in a kitchen every week or every 2 weeks, and then our customers know and trust us. We've had a long-standing relationship with them, for over 50 years. So it was pretty easy to add on the the products of gloves and a few other things, and then we've always had the shoe covers and beard covers and hand sanitizer, and we started to sell to some manufacturing facilities, actually a few pharmaceutical companies also, and then it was just a nice fit especially with the restaurant side that we were there, and it worked out real well.
And they just added the name Supply, I think, to their company name, because when we first started the show, Doug Vaughn was doing spots for Bertarelli Cutlery.
Right.
And then now when I go to their website, it's Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Yeah. Is that new?
Yeah. When did you add that, Marco?
Well, it was Bertarelli Cutlery and then Bertarelli Paper Co. And now, I mean, with the PPE products that we sell, more of them now, it just made a little bit more sense to go with Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply.
When did you add that to your website? When did you add the supply part?
I would say right around the COVID.
Yeah.
With our COVID announcement, mid-March, we sold the three-ply surgical masks, but then we brought in thousands because the demand was so much. And then other masks as well, the KN95s and the N95s. And then you know a few of the products as well, the thermal scanners, the plexiglass dividers, and the face shields.
Yeah, and the reason that I wanted to point out that you started it in 15 is in the 70s, like 75, 76, and I don't actually remember what started the craze, but the CB craze hit, CB radios. And all of a sudden, it's not just truckers, but everybody has a CB. So what happens is, up pop all these CB radio stores opened by people who didn't know anything about CB radios. They jumped on what I guess was a fad. In this case, PPE is not a fad. It's a necessity. But I just want to make sure people understand, you didn't jump into this because of COVID-19 and say, oh, here's an opportunity to make some money. Let's all of a sudden be PPE suppliers. You already were and could never, ever have seen this coming. This COVID-19, but when it did hit, you're one of the few businesses that was actually ready with the stuff that people needed. And there's no, well, there is an excuse for waiting and waiting for what you need. The excuse is you're not AM and the PM, and you don't listen to this show, and you might not know the name Bertarelli. Outside of that, you know, if you listen at all, and hopefully enough people do, because I know you've told me, you've heard from Lindenwood was one name I remember, and then multiple schools, hospitals, other kitchens. People who now realize it's more than just knives are taking advantage of what you started doing 5 years ago. And sometimes it's just luck, timing, whatever. And even though I know that being able to switch over and do this at this time and this year from hell, which is what I call 2020, this is the year from hell. In a perfect world, I think all of us, even you, would be happy in a minute to go back to where we were before all this, where everybody didn't have to wear a mask everywhere they go. But as long as they do, they need to know you're there. And the warehouse, how far is the warehouse from your store on Marconi? Like 3 blocks or something?
Yeah, we're 2 blocks down from Marconi, where the mothership, the retail location's at 1927, the warehouse is at 2300 Marconi, just a couple blocks away.
What do you think? What are you selling the most of in PPE? Masks or gloves or something else?
Well, masks and gloves are the top two sellers. Thermal scanners, and now with some of the schools announcing their plan of attack, the face shields have been pretty popular. It seems like many teachers will probably go with that, with the face shield. But pretty much anything that we have with... Yeah.
My daughter's a teacher.
Hey, look who's here, Dan Strauss.
Hey, just got here.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, just got here. Thanks. I heard you guys were talking to Marco Bertarelli.
Yeah.
My daughter's a teacher, and we'll be heading down there before she heads back to school to get some supplies.
Marco, do you have any idea? And I'm sure you do. If you could pull it up and look at it, if you weren't in the car, you have any idea since this COVID thing started, a rough idea of how many, let's just say, masks you've sold?
Oh, I would say in up upwards of 700,000.
Wow. Holy whoa. That's a lot of masks. Good for you. Sometimes timing is everything. Well, listen, have a great rest of your trip, and I will not share with people. We're not on the air now, are we, Limey? Okay, good. Yeah. I won't share with people what you said to me earlier when I called. Oh. I said, hey, I got a couple minutes to talk. You said, Frank, I'd rather talk to you for a few minutes than sit here in the car with my wife and talk for 4 hours.
Oh,
I'm not going to share that with people because what a horrible thing to say, because your wife is a delight. And I could talk to her for 4 hours if you don't want to. So,
hey, Marco.
Yes.
I have a song for you guys just for your trip heading up there. And you said you're going to play some golf and just hang around together. So here you go.
Just the two of us.
Oh, yeah.
We can make it if we try.
Oh, yeah. Get the wine out.
Now, Dad, to help kind of put them in a romantic mood when they get wherever they're getting, could you play that song on harmonica for Julia Marshall?
She won't be able to control herself.
Oh, get ready,
she
man.
She won't be able to control herself.
She's going to go crazy when she hears this. Here is that song played just for the two of you by Dan Strauss. Go ahead, Dan.
Incredible.
Oh, man.
We can make it if we try.
Hi, Marco. Julie, have a great rest of your trip.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
How did your wife like her anniversary gift that you brought her?
Oh, the potato peeler.
What?
Oh, yeah.
He took the vacuum cleaner back and got her the potato peeler.
It's on the video. I bought her. Oh, man, she was thrilled.
The potato peeler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, women don't want the usual, you know, flowers or spa weekend at a spa.
Chocolate.
You got to hit them with something.
Think outside the box. Right?
Yeah, thank you. Hey. Think outside the box. That's exactly right.
He had mashed
right.
potatoes for 3 weeks.
Yeah, and a lot of peeled carrots. Mashed potatoes and carrots. All right, listen, have a great trip. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right, thanks, Frank. Take care.
Thank you. Marco Bertarelli and his wife, Julie, in the car on the road to Kansas City. They're really, really nice people. It's a great family business. Give them your business. You know, you need some masks or gloves or knives sharpened, Bertarelli cutlery. And what does it say?
And supply. That's what it says on their site. That's the new verbiage.
On Marconi, on the Hill. It's all on their website, BertarelliCo.com. You can find it at Facebook.com/AMandThePM or FrankOpinion.com. Does anybody have anything to say?
No.
I don't think I do.
Sorry to report.
It's... Everything breaks down at the same time around Casa de Woodburn. I had two ceiling fans go out within 5 hours of each other.
Oh.
One in the bedroom where the fan stays on 24/7, and it just the fan just died right in the middle of me
just
laying underneath it. It just died. And
yeah, but for two to go out.
That's five. Hours, and, okay, listen. To this, and five That's hours. Late, 5 hours later, my living room where I read the paper every morning. Ceiling fan light, and all the lights just went out at the same time, but the fan was gone.
Tim.
I don't believe in ghosts.
Tim, it's not a ghost. There's an escaped killer living in your home.
Even your attic.
Someone is in your house. Well, you remember that movie?
Yes.
And somebody on the phone says, the killer is calling from inside.
Yeah.
Inside your
What's
home.
What's that scream?
The call is from inside.
It was like
the house.
When a stranger calls. Something like that.
Yeah, I think that did also happen, though, in the movie Scream, because as I recall, the killer goes, "Hello, Sydney."
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't see Scream.
That's the one where Drew Barrymore dies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Drew Barrymore. Mm-hmm. Man, that's a good movie.
The one A Stranger Calls, I think that's an Alfred Hitchcock, isn't it?
I don't know. But that's the one that I remember where, and that one moment when you hear that voice say, "The call is coming from inside your house." Mm-hmm. Right well, then, chill.
I think
right.
they called. She called the police.
It's not Hitchcock.
It was a babysitter.
It's not Hitchcock, no.
Okay. It was a babysitter. And she ended up calling the police, and then the police called back later.
I'll give you another good one. You ever heard of Wait Until Dark? And I think the original one was Audrey Hepburn. She's blind, and there is a burglar or killer in her home.
Ooh.
So, if I remember, she makes sure the lights are out somehow. So So now she's comfortable getting around, but she knows that he'll stumble or bump into things. She can hear where he is.
Wait Until Dark was the name of it.
That's what I just said, Wait Until Dark. And there were two versions of it, and I think the original was Audrey Hepburn. Mm-hmm. Now
There's a newer one that came out, a couple of years ago?
Yeah. But also a couple of years ago, there was a movie out about a veteran.
That's what I'm thinking of.
And this guy was blind or deaf or both. These thugs are going to rob him because mm-hmm. they get word he's got a pile of money in his house. So they break in. And he makes mincemeat out of these guys because he's a trained combat veteran. And even though he's blind, he knows how to kill the lights, disorient them, and he just mops the floor with these guys. It's great.
Trying to think what that actor's name. He normally plays, he typically plays the military guy.
The one that Frank was talking about, the first one was the one Audrey Hepburn. Richard Crenna was one of the two killers in the house. He was Rambo's boss in the first Rambo movie. And Alan Arkin was the other criminal.
I remember Richard Crenna,
Oh, look, we got Sly still on the phone. Hey, Sly, a lot of our equipment's out. Apparently, our satellite hookup is working. How you doing?
Yeah, it's doing great. You know, hey, how you doing? I've been sitting here listening to him and
Shut up, Elmo! Hey, Richard Crenna died a few years ago, and he was in lots and dozens and dozens, like Brian Dennehy was, who was also in, wasn't he, a Rambo movie, mm-hmm. Dennehy?
He was in the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Well, thanks for checking in, Sly. Good to hear. Sly Stallone, everybody. Happy to be listening and checking in. Where are we in the Burke segment? I'm lost.
Done.
I think we're done.
Is that it?
I didn't have anything.
Close. Yeah, I have a serial killer in my house, and Dana Limey got nothing.
Yeah.
Burke segment is officially closed. Well, you know what I could do? I need to go over, because we didn't really get to it last week.
You need to poop?
No.
Is your electric?
You get one plug. Right.
Nope. Came back on. I'm good to go. Power's back. So, toward the end of last week, Tom Sainert sent me a couple of texts. He's the guy who owns Annie Guns in the Smokehouse Market. Mm-hmm. Now, check this deal out. We are less than 3 weeks away from the Window World Trivia Night this year at Ameristar to raise money for Action for Autism. Now, every year, Tom Sainert is extremely generous, and he offers dinner for four, me, my wife, and the highest bidding guest, and that person's guest, at Annie Guns, anything on the menu, and he includes a couple bottles of really good wine. It's a pretty healthy tab that nobody pays, because he takes care of it, because it's for charity, and the winning bid all goes to charity. And he did that again this year. And Brian and his wife, Beth, will, for the second time, they are spending and have already paid for it, a lot of money to have that dinner. And again, it all goes to Action for Autism. But here's what he has thrown in extra this year. Think of it this way. You and your companion, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, whatever, and 10 other people. So six couples total. That's the best way to look at it. The other way you could do it is 12 women who are all good friends, or 12 guys who say, let's have a shindig. Now, make it 10, because two of these people, again, will be me and my wife. Now, this started with my offer to come to somebody's house and hang around for an hour or two, and we'll just tell jokes. And I'll just tell as many as I can think of. That's how it started. And then I get a text from Tom, and he said, well, what about this? Make it 2 hours. You can tell jokes, and let's have everybody have a meal they'll never forget. And then he adds, these are his words, I will grill. Now, this is him. He comes to your house. He will grill. And again, these are his words. The best steaks in the world. For 12 people. And I will bring great wine to go with the steaks. And then he sends a second text. I will also start out with our jumbo smoked shrimp, potato pancakes with bacon, and other specialties that I will plan. But then He adds this text. For dessert, Annie Gunn's gooey butter cake. Not any gooey butter cake, but Annie Gunn's gooey butter cake and Annie Gunn's bread pudding. Ooh. Now, this is quite the feast. And he said, whoever the winner is, he will make an advance trip to their house to see what kind of grill they have or whatever, and then he'll know what to do from there. So, for this to happen, it is charity. Here's what I'm thinking. I don't have to be there. My wife doesn't have to be there. But if that adds value to it, then okay. I'll force myself to partake of the best steaks in the world and great wine and these desserts. I'll sacrifice and do that and bust my diet regimen. That's how charitable. That's the kind of guy I am. It's just who I am.
Dedication.
I know. So let's think of it this way. 10 people, me and my wife, let's do it as couples. And we can change this. It could be me and 11 guys, or me, better yet, me and 11 women. 11 women who are good friends, preferably hot cougars, and me at dinner. We'll start this at, say $5,000. Now that's $1,000 per couple. Okay, or $500 a piece. We'll start there. Now, if you think that sounds good to you, I'll be repeating it over the next couple of days. All you have to do is call the show right now, or you email me, frankopinion@yahoo.com. I just need your name and a legitimate phone number to just verify it's a real offer, and we'll start it there at $5,000. I want to start at $6,000, but I can't justify you paying for me or me and my wife, so let's think of it as five couples. $5,000 to start. Ideally, I'd love to get... If somebody wants to call and lock it up at about $10,000, done, yours, we could end it there. So give it some thought. Don't have a lot of time. Want to get this done. Thank you, Tom Sainert, for continuing to be one of the most generous people that I have known. I have to do a little bit of business. It's Monday, so Josh Bauman will be here. You will notice a difference in today's show. Hopefully not for long. We had either a power surge or outage, and it messed with a lot of our equipment. Thankfully, our microphones and transmitter are working. Some of the computer equipment is working. We may have to sing you some of the themes to different segments. Whatever.
It was an outage this morning, and Jim Heward just fixed the clock in my studio, and he will be in there to fix that clock.
And I want to throw a special shout-out to our very own David Solomon and his intern, Jordan Malushik, who were able to cut up all of the sound bites that I had sent to Limey, who couldn't get them into the studio for Sam Page talking about the schools reopening, Craig Berube on the Blues, Mike Schilt on the car. He couldn't get them into the studio because all this, and these guys... In real time, in live panic radio, all of our stuff's broken down, busted their humps at home to get all that put together and get an email so we can have it for the
45. And that's David Solomon and who?
And his intern, Jordan.
Jordan, David, thank you. Thank you so much.
Real heroes.
Well,
heroes.
Yeah, I was trying to build a stretch. But these are the people that nobody knows their names, and they're the people that make us sound and better than we really are. So thank you, Jordan, and thank you, David. First Community Credit Union. I did not get a chance to listen to the yard sale Saturday, but I'm sure it was fine. I'm sure it was entertaining, and I'm sure it was productive for a few people at least who had some things to sell and some people that were able to buy those things. The rest of it, chit-chat, entertainment, phone calls, whatever. It is the new and improved yard sale, not like any other, but it is still the original yard sale that is now, I think, 17 or 18 years old. You have two hosts, Scott Sherman and Dan Strauss, and it's every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, and there's one sponsor, First Community Credit Union. I'm sorry, folks, but I'm not used to looking at my phone to see what time it is. Okay, I'm just making sure I don't go over too much past the top of the hour here. First Community Credit Union is a great place to bank. That's an easy thing to say. Not everybody can back it up. They can. And if I had to choose, if somebody said, just give me one reason to... I may have to close the door because
I got it.
IT guy talks loud. if I had to name one thing that may be the reason many people switched and decided to do their banking with First Community, it would be rates. That would be the word. It could be auto loan rates, mortgage rates. They are extremely competitive. And their goal is to make sure that nobody meets their rates. That they don't want you, if you shop around, they don't want you to come up with anybody who has a lower rate than they do. That's their goal. That's their mission. And they're doing a pretty good job of it. They must be, because they are the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations. And the ones that are in Walmarts, obviously there's some Sunday hours there for you as well. So all around, it is a great place to bank. And I'm a realist. I know that this is not the top of anybody's priority list. Ooh, number one thing to do starting right now is change where I do my banking. I get it. It may not be number one on your list, but I do think it's worth thinking about. And I think once you do it and realize how easy it was, you close your accounts out at your soon-to-be former bank, and you open new accounts at First Community, and now you're one of us. You're a member of First Community Credit Union. Give that some thought. If you want more, check out their website, firstcommunity.com. How are we doing on time?
You still got 2 minutes and 30 seconds
I tell you, during the break, when Tim does the news, I'm going to take my phone and find the Bureau of Standards where I have to the second the time, because all I know is it's 357. It could be 357.50. I don't know. So we're going with the seat of our pants here, and we thank you for understanding. I can't see a screen.
Yeah, no, I don't know if we have any calls.
Let me give the numbers.
No, we don't.
You're going to need them when Josh Bauman comes. He's here. I see him in the other room. You'll need them if you want to talk a little tech talk with Josh. 314-821-0590. Or 855-282-8255. Once again, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. I don't know how much news the average person watches or how much the average person reads. I think I'm probably average. I don't overload on news, but I do find this whole COVID thing a combination of fascinating, interesting, laughable at times, concerning at times. But then I read this morning, and it says that if you're with a group of people, you want to stay away from loud talkers or people who tell jokes. Because it says this has to do with the exhaling and the water droplet thing. Tim's a pretty loud talker. My friend the rat at the lake is the loudest talker I've ever met in my life. You can hear him two blocks away. By talking loudly, you throw out more droplets. So you're dangerous. Yeah, great. Sorry, you're a dangerous person.
I am.
Now, if you're a joke teller, you're twice as dangerous as Mr. or Mrs. Loud Talker.
Oh, man.
Great.
Because if you're good at it, when this article says when people laugh, they're even more, ha ha! Now they're really throwing the droplets
that's
out.
That's Dan.
Great.
That's Dan. No. Oh, look at that. I'll get that site. That's great. Thank you.
So you told the site, Bureau of Time Standards.
Okay. I'll put it on my phone when we get after the news. So there you go, folks. It says as people become intoxicated, they talk louder, they tell jokes, or even sing, which spreads more droplets.
That's me.
If you're telling a joke and you're surrounded by people laughing, you get more exposure to their exhaled air, and if they're carrying the virus, they could be dangerous as they laugh. So now we're not supposed to laugh around people. This just gets more depressing by the day.
Danger is my game.
Boy, oh boy. All right, now you know. Don't laugh, don't tell jokes, and don't talk loud. When will it end? Soon, we hope. Josh Bauman is in the building. He'll answer all of your frustrating tech questions after the news. Thank you for being with us. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
590 The Fan app. Download it today in your app store. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts.
The Senate is getting to work on crafting a new coronavirus stimulus bill. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said today the measure must be smart and targeted.
It would neither be another multi-trillion dollar bridge loan to make up for a totally shut down economy, nor an ordinary stimulus for a nation ready to get back to normal.
McConnell noted today that the coronavirus is still surging across much of the U.S. He said the U.S. cannot shut down again and insisted that cautious reopenings will need to continue under safe conditions. Enhanced unemployment benefits expire this weekend. Expect the return of White House coronavirus briefings as soon as tomorrow. President Trump made the announcement today in the Oval Office, claiming that